Well, good morning, gentlemen. It's a bright sunny day here. It may be a nice day. Today I'm going to change my oil in my car. Now, for a lot of people that would be damn easy, but for me, my car is parked on the street, so I have to go somewhere where I can get a bit of room without being hit or run over by traffic. Of course, if I was a femon, I would just get somebody else to do it, usually a man, because it's not the nicest of jobs. You got to crawl under the car, of course, and get the filter out, and... But you see, I'm a real man, so I guess I'll do it myself and struggle if I have to, but I'll get it done. Man, it must have come to your attention that a lot of femons are selling themselves, like on OnlyFans, to make money. Because, you know, they got to get food for their children and everything. Of course, if you go back centuries, women were selling their bodies then too. They had more reason to do so then. But even way back then, it was done a lot more classier, wasn't it? But there's real no reason for femons to have to go and sell their bodies on OnlyFans, is there? They're all fully educated now. In fact, they're more educated than the man. Because schools and universities favor the femon and give them all the advantages. But of course, the real reason is they're lazy, aren't they? And they always have been. They don't want to work 9 to 5, 5 or 6 days a week. Or work overtime like men do. Or even go the extra mile for the company. Or work in some dirty, smelly hole in the ground. And of course, that's a lot of reason why femons are always looking for a man who's doing well. In other words, who has money. They're the ones who say about love and feelings, and yet they are cold as a dead fish. Really, in most cases in the modern world and the Western countries, there's real no need for a femon to sell herself or her body anymore. But that's all that they can do, isn't it? And it must be horrible for some of those femons who aren't really attractive, who don't have a very good body, and will have to join the normal workforce to make money. But even then, they have the advantage. They'll be expected to do less work and produce less than the man and still get the same pay. And generally speaking, they'll have a lot more time off than the man, you know, because of, you know, femon things. The real true nature of a femon is on show for any real man who wants to actually see it. Well, I'll admit I knew femon nature 35 years ago. But to be honest, they've got far worse than they actually were then. And I always remember the old scenario of the henpecked husband. But of course, nowadays, we're all getting henpecked by them, aren't we? They're on the media henpecking there. And I guess it must be hard for some femons who actually are kind of, well, normal maybe. Because even they are getting tarred by the same brush. Well, off I go to do my oil change. And if I see any femons, I'll avoid them. Of course, maybe a femon will be driving by and they'll stop and want to help me. Do you remember that used to happen with femons and men used to help them change the tires? And they never appreciated any of it. So stop doing things for femons, guys, because you're being used. Solo man, out.